guys had one of your better performances of the season and you know, got the 1 point, but it had to be something you guys can build upon.
For sure, yeah. I was very happy with the performances of the young players. I think, you know, I looked at our back four, we had a, you know, 22, 23 sort of young, you know, Nana's 22, I think Steve maybe 23 now, but Justin 23, you know, so young group that really, I thought, did a great job of keeping Portland very quiet. But the whole team was very good, I thought. I thought we moved the ball well. I thought we defended right. And our possession was excellent. And we had chances.
You know, the team's not mathematically eliminated. Mm-hmm. But does it take a little bit of the pressure off knowing that, you know, things would have to run perfect at this point for you guys to make the playoffs, and the guys can play a little looser than they were before?
I don't think so. We've always been under pressure. I mean, you know, every game, even the first game of the season, you're trying to get a good start. So there's all different ways of looking at pressure in soccer. I mean, you know, yeah, you're running out of points, but you know, start of the season, you want to get off to a good start, and if you don't, you wonder why, and you get, you know, sometimes it gets a little panicky. So I don't look at it any different to this time of the season to the start. I think the players are playing like they would have played no matter what the situation. To be honest, they're not playing looser because they think they're out at all. We wanted to win. We were gutted we didn't win. You know, it's really disappointing that we didn't get 3 points. But, you know, we've got to finish our chances. Maybe we had a couple. One had a good header. We had a good chance first half for him. You know, Portland could have made it 2-0, which was, I thought was offside, but didn't matter. But, you know, so those parts of the game are still there, whether it's early or late. So I think we've done a good job of keeping focus and just playing our game, and no matter what time of the season it is.
We're seeing the style of play as something that you guys came out of the preseason doing as well. Mm. And something very similar in the Real Salt Lake game, for mm-hmm. instance. Is that something that, you know, that is your first choice in tactics, or is this, again, because you're missing that target forward like you were Lenhardt at the beginning, that you're trying this strategy instead?
No, we've always wanted to keep the ball. It's just about getting the right personnel in and them playing well too. I think that, you know, I'm not a long ball coach. I want us to play the right way. I just want to play what's on. You know, if it means, you know, we have to lift it forward and find a Lenhardt or a Gordon, then that's fine. You know, if it means that Portland give us a chance to play, and we played. You know, it's what the other team does to you as well dictates a little bit how you play. But I thought it was a great performance of how I've liked to have played. I think we're playing that well the start of the season, to be honest. You know, maybe not stat-wise it shows up, but I think we played very well, I thought, first few games of the season. And even during the season at times, we played well. So it's the way I like to play, and I think it was good to have it for 90 minutes.
Starting one of the, in terms of experience, one of the younger pair of centre-backs in mm-hmm. Portland. Can you comment on how they did?
Adekora did great. Yep. You know, I threw him in at the deep end when he came in. Yeah. He wasn't ready to play at all in Salt Lake. He played, but it was a shame that didn't see the best of him. I think that's the Nana I know.
I see.
Last night, you know, or Wednesday night. Even in Houston, I thought he had a good job as well. But it was even better, you know. So each game he comes in, he's only 22. You know, that's the player we know that can be a good player in this league.
Is Bobby Nana possible future pair of centre?
Well, you know, they're playing right now. Jason's still injured, so as of right now, they're the pairing we have. And again, you know, I don't look at it as, you know, are they going to be the ones for 20 years? No. I mean, you know, Jason was playing very well this season. And all our players that get moved in and out of the team or even, you know, through injury or suspension come out of the team, I always think they wouldn't be here if I didn't like them. And I think that we need a good squad, and we have a good squad. We've just got to get everyone healthy and add to it, and I think we'll be good.
Moving Corrales from left back to CM or DM, if you will, do you think that helped our
possession? Yep, possession's good, because there's no one better in our team and keeping the ball in Ramiro. So he's been great. He's been absolutely fantastic. He's the oldest player on the team, and he looks like he's one of the youngest. So he's had a very good run of games.
Having Kari pairing with Wando up top,
it's good.
Seems to be productive.
Yeah. I mean, Kari's got 5 goals. Wando's got 10. You know, both are not really. I mean, Chris is a forward, but he's not a natural target sort of type. He's a drifting forward. And Curry's a midfielder that's gone up there. I think Curry's done a great job of changing his game a little bit. And yeah, Wando always gets his chances. He just maybe not had that little bit of lady luck that helps the goal scorer to get his goals.
What's the status of Bobby Convey now?
He's training today. He's just doing some fitness stuff with Greg. So I don't know.
Do you think he will travel to?
No.
So basically, in terms of the lineup, we should expect pretty much the same.
Yeah. Well, Sam Cronin's out through suspension. Here we go again.
So Ring will start.
We'll see. I might change it up, but I'll see. I'll see what I want to do.
I mean, I have to ask you because I noticed that Alice was shot in the practice. It's just,
what's that?
Alice McLaughlin is shooting from everywhere in
practice. Okay. Is it good or bad?
Good.
You think that's good?
Yeah.
Is he scoring any goals?
Yeah.
That's the next one.
Just to kind of complete the injury update, I see Alan's back with
jogging.
The team now.
Yep.
And Ike, of course, is kind of kicking above and not really.
Yeah, yeah, he's still away.
These guys are many weeks away.
Yes,
point.
Yeah, they're both weeks away, yeah.
Okay. Do you think Alan will play any games this season?
I think he might have a chance, Alan. Yeah, yeah. With this stomach stuff, it's more just getting that to settle down, scar tissue stuff, and just kind of, you know, get strength back in that area. And I think he'll be okay. The pain, hopefully, is gone that he had. He says he doesn't feel the same pain that he felt before the surgery. It's more of a surgery pain, which is kind of tight in there and a little bit, you know, aches a bit. But it's not that sharp, dagger-type pain that he had before he got the surgery.
You talked about the performance of the young guys in Portland, and specifically the defense, you know, Justin and Steven out on the mm-hmm. wide. Can you talk about the impact they've had? And you know, is that, you know, you're getting these young guys time because those are the guys you're looking for?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not just giving them, I mean, I'm playing them because they deserve to play. Whether they're 22 or 32, it's, you know, I feel that they've deserved to get their spot and deserve to, you know, have a couple of cracks at it if they've not played particularly well in some games. So I feel confident that they've both played very well. You know, there's going to be games where they're not quite on, but every pro is the same, whether you're young or old. So, you know, I think they've done great. Happy for them.
Is there anything about this game this weekend? I mean, this is the return to Colorado where you guys played last in that Eastern Conference Championship. Anything related to that or long gone by now?
No. I mean, if we're going back there in the playoffs, it would feel the same. But I think this is, you know, we're trying to get 3 points, and obviously they are. So I feel confident the way we've played that we can get something out of the game. It's always a tough one once you've played midweek and you've got to go to altitude and to a team that's, you know, a little bit desperate to get points. You know, I feel confident we can play well.
So somewhere where you think your young guys can help out, maybe the fitness level for those guys?
For sure. I think the two fullbacks are important, being young bucks that can, you know, get up and down the field and seem to not run out of gas, which is always good.
I miss those.
And I think Bucker's energy's been good for us. You know, he's kind of led us on a little bit. He's done well.
So speaking about altitude over there, so do you have to do any adjustment over there?
What?
Speaking about altitude in Colorado, some coaches prefer.
No, you can. Just going in, not training's good. Just relax. Don't go out. Just turn up the game and play. If you go out and train in it sucks you out. Sucks energy out of you.
Well, I have to ask you because some coaches in MLS they prefer to travel like in very last moment to Colorado to don't do it and then play the game. Like we just do.
Yeah, but if you miss your flight in the morning, we forfeit the game. We're screwed. So we're going in late.
No, but one day before. But if you travel too early over there.
Oh, you don't have to go too early. No, that's why I wanted to come back here, then go there. You go straight there, and you kind of get the air sucks it out of you. You get tired.